I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. There's been more slaughter on the beach in Libya. Over the weekend, ISIS murdered as many as 30 Ethiopians, many of them thought to be Christians. Open Doors David Curry says civil governments have a responsibility to respond. Some, like Egypt's government, have. What's our responsibility as fellow believers? To recognize the real enemy.
Christians need to be aware that there's a component here of spiritual attack on Christians, that the enemy doesn't want us succeeding, it wants us to live in fear.
Next, ISIS continues to flaunt its use of child soldiers, and orphans make an easy target. Children's Hope Chest is putting circles of protection around orphans that they help in East Africa. CHC's Will Crook says they need you to respond. He lists action points at missionnews.org. As CHC meets the physical needs of vulnerable kids, they're introducing children to the hope of Christ.
You don't just pour in resource, because resource without relationship really becomes a transaction. And we believe that transformation happens when it's one life on one life.
And is the Old Testament still relevant in 2015? A host on Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, thinks so. He says learning it will help people know Jesus better. Sat7 Pars started airing Old Testament theology to underground churches in Iran, Afghanistan, and Tajikistan. These believers have nowhere else to look for truth. Sat7 can only keep the station alive with your contribution, though. Find links at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association's making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.